CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. It's Sunday the 21st of May 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Brits join CQ Hall of Fame. Philip Willis joins RSGB board. Licensing portable suffers glitch. Two Britons have been inducted into the prestigious CQ Magazine Hall of Fame this weekend. David Honess, M60NT, and Tim Peake, KG5BVI, joined 16 others entering the hall, bringing the total to 310. David, M60NT, developed the Astro Pi project, which sent two Raspberry Pi computers to the International Space Station as platforms for students on Earth to write and run their own computer code in space. British astronaut Tim, KG5BVI, was very active in the ARIS program whilst aboard the International Space Station, contacting numerous schools via amateur radio and operating the ISS end of the Astro Pi project. To bring the board to full strength, the meeting on the 13th of May unanimously endorsed the co-option of Philip Willis, M0PHI, as a board director. Philip has a wide range of experience, including chairing the Training and Education Committee. The RSGB understand that there have been issues with the Ofcom's online licensing system this week. At the time this bulletin was written, the details and extent are unclear, but the problem appears to affect a number of new licensees and those upgrading following a recent exam pass. Ofcom engineers are working to fix the system, and it's hoped that the online licensing portal will soon be fully operational again. An ongoing programme of upgrade and maintenance work is likely to lead to further planned outages, which will be published as the details become available. In the Europe to North America Summit to Summit events last Saturday, the 13th of May, a total of 36 European summits and 18 North American summits were activated. Despite abysmal radio conditions with deep fading and high band noise levels, several transatlantic QSOs were made, including some summit-to-summit contacts. Overall, everyone enjoyed the event, and many are already looking forward to the next event on the 18th of November, when it's hoped that conditions will be significantly improved. Mexican telecoms regulator IFT, the Instituto Federal de Telecomunicaciones, has approved amateur radio operation on the new WRC 15 60-metre amateur secondary allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. Maximum power permitted is 20 watts EIRP. Separately, the Icelandic authorities have decided to extend the experimental licensing privileges for radio amateurs in the 5 MHz band until the 31st of December. The privileges are for 5260 to 5410 kHz with 100 watts EIRP. Mode of emission CW, USB, PSK31 and other digital modes. Currently 25 TF licensees have permits for 60 metres. Several papers for the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 2017 General Conference are now online. These include C3 General Matter, C4HF, C5 VHF and Microwave, and C7 EMC. They can be downloaded under the heading Conference Papers at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-figures2105A for Alpha. There's also an RSGB forum on these and other papers in tinyurl.com/GB2RS-2105B for Beta. Bletchley Park opened a new exhibition this week celebrating the centenary of Bill Tutt's birth. In World War II, he was an elite codebreaker and renowned mathematician. Due to the secrecy surrounding his work, his contribution is sometimes overlooked, but his successes were on a par with those of Alan Turing. After the war, Tutt worked on many civilian projects, including graph theory, which laid foundations on which today's internet search engines are built. Full details of the exhibition, which is free with admission to the park, can be found at www.bletchleypark.org.uk. RSGB members can download a free admission pass to Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The 34th Dunstable Downs RC Annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale takes place today at Stockwood Park, London Road, Luton, Bedfordshire, LU14LX, entry £3, including car parking. All the usual facilities will be there, www.ddrcbootsale.org for details. Next Sunday, the Durham and District ARS Radio Rally takes place at Bowburn Community Centre, County Durham, DH65AT. The venture is disabled facilities and car parking on site. Doors are open from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Disabled visitors gain access from 10:15 a.m. to admission £2. Trade stands bring and buy talk-in and catering on site, plus RSGB bookstall. More details from Michael, G7TWX on 07826924192, or by email to dadars@gmx.com. Also next Sunday, the Causeway Coast Glens ARC Radio Rally takes place at Bush Mills Community Centre, 14 Dunluce Road, Bush Mills in County Antrim, BT578QG. Car parking and disabled facilities at the venue. Doors open 11 a.m, £3 to get in. Trade stands bring and buy RSGB bookstall and catering on site. Contact Stevie Morrow, MI0ULK, 07544923956, or email Stephen, that's with a PH, Stephen, figures 769 at talktalk.net. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, HC2AO, R4WAA and RZ3FW will be active from Selango Island, IOTA SA033, and Puna Island, SA034, from the 21st to the 30th of May. They'll be active as HD2RRC/4 and /P, operating mostly on 20, 30, 40 metres, QSL, RZ3FW, Club Lock, OQRS or Direct. Members of the Bavarian Contest Club will be active from Aruba Island, IOTA, SA036 as P44X. For the CQ Worldwide WPXCW Contest, they'll be in the MO category, QSL via DO4MX. Pekka, OH2TA and Matti, OH2BH will be active from Albania from the 23rd to the 30th of May as ZA/OG1N. Operations will be on HF bands, including activity in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, QSL via home calls or according to instruction operators' instructions. Also active from Albania from the 25th to the 29th will be Henning, OZ1BII, ZA/OU21. He too will operate on the HF bands and take part in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest next weekend in the SOA BLP category. QSL via home call, Club Log OQRS LOTW. Tom KC0W will be active from Zimbabwe from the 23rd of May to the 18th of June. As Z25DX, he'll be operating 80 to 6 metre CW only, QSL KC0W direct. Thomas OZ1AA will be active from Kenya on the HF bands as 5Z4 stroke call sign until the 15th of June, QSL via OZ1ACB, Club Log, OQRS or LOTW. DF3MC and DLHJJ will be active from Faroe Islands, IOTA 018 from EU 018, from the 20th to the 25th of May as OY/DF3MC and OYDLHJJ, OY/DF3MC portable, OY/DLHJJ portable. They'll be operating on the HF bands. JH1AJ, TJDJ9ZB, 21EIC and RA9USU will be active from Eritrea until the 29th of May as E31A, not E31AA, as announced earlier. They'll be operating 160 to 10 metres CWSSB in Riti. Zorro ZH1AJT will be on Darlak Island, AF038 Darlak Archipelago, for a few days as E39DI, mostly 160 to 40 metres QSL JH1AJT. Special event news, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is running its special event station, GB1EMC, from Eton Manor today, commemorating the 50th anniversary of founding of Le Havre, the city's international, 500th anniversary of the founding of Le Havre, the city's amateur radio club F6KOH, will be putting TM500LH on the air from the 25th to the 31st of May. Operational is the SSBC, WSSTV and digital. Special diploma is available to all stations, making three contacts. QRZ.com for details. Indianapolis 500 special event station W9IMS will be on the air from Indianapolis Motor Speedway Amateur Radio Club from the 22nd to the 29th of May. Details QRZ.com and a special QSL card is available. Now for contest news. Today the 21st, the 144 Megs Backpackers contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The 144 Megs May contest concludes at 1400 UTC today the 21st, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Tuesday sees the SHF UKAC from 1900 to 2230 using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. The report is RST, serial number and locator. The big event next weekend is the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, which runs from 000 UTC on Saturday morning to 2359 UTC on Sunday evening. CW is the only mode to use with activity on all contest bands, 1.8 to 28 megs, RST and serial number forms the exchange. Next Sunday sees two contests on higher bands from 0600 UTC up to 1800 UTC on the UK UG. Contest is open on all modes on all bands from 5.7 to 10 gigahertz. The 70 megahertz cumulative number 3 runs from 1400 UTC to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 70 megahertz band. The report for both contests is RST, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYHE3YLA and G4BAO. Noah's prediction that the solar flux index would tend towards 80 last week turned out to be wrong, as it stayed steadfastly in the low 70s. However, the prediction of poor magnetic conditions turned out to be right, with the K index hitting 4 on Wednesday with worse to come. Nevertheless, there was DX to be had, and evenings on 20 and 30 metres proved to be useful as the band remains open later. Daytime maximum usable frequencies tend to be lower during the summer than they are in winter, but higher at night. This is because there is more molecular nitrogen due to heating effects in summer, and this is harder to ionise than monatomic oxygen. The total electron content, or TEC, is lower. However, the TEC of the nighttime F layer in summer tends to be greater than in winter, which is why nighttime maximum usable frequencies can be higher. Next week the solar flux index should remain in the mid-70s, but we are in for a turbulent time thanks to another coronal hole. A high-speed solar wind stream could push the K-index up to 5 or 6 at the beginning of the week, with depressed maximum usable frequencies and noisy bands. But the latter half of the week should be more settled and the bands could recover. Meanwhile, we're into the sporadic E season, which is proving good short skip openings from 7 MHz upwards at times. The stronger signals may be found on 28 and 50 MHz, where noise levels are lower. Now for VHF and up, this coming week we have emphasis on low pressure, which means tropo openings may be hard to find, although there could be some end of night surface-based inversions with misty dawns. These could give short-lived lifts until the day's heating breaks down any inversion. Low pressure in the summer often produces some large showers or thunderstorms, and these are often useful for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. There are plenty of weather radars online that will show where these are. Last week brought reports of rain scatter reception of the Bell Hill microwave beacon cluster across southern UK and the GB7FNY and GB3CAM 10 gigs beacons further north, but no reports of UK QSOs. By contrast, a large number of QSOs were reported from stations on the continent. Sporadic E has been putting in an appearance recently, so check for openings from 10 metres up to 2. check clusters and beacons, and set aside a few minutes late morning, late afternoon to check the VHF bands. Random meteor scatter continues on the low VHF bands, with the Cetids shower increasing, the sporadic meteor background. Monitor and call on 5.280 MHz and 70.280 MHz with MSK144 mode to check activity. Moon declination goes positive overnight, so moon windows will lengthen as the week progresses. Losses failed to fall to a minimum at perigee on Thursday, where the moon is at its closest point to Earth, but note that the sun is close to the moon that evening, so the noise levels will be high for a while. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.